You're listening to a podcast from Trinity Church Buxton. For more information, please visit our website at trinitybuxton.org.uk.
So your reading is on the service sheet, and the first reading is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 to 20. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver, and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honour. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the deeps were divided, and the clouds let drop their dew. And we carry on in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out its seven pillars. She has prepared her meal and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids, and she calls from the highest point of the city. Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways, and you will live and walk in the ways of understanding.
Way through the book of Proverbs, the Bible book that is called Proverbs. It is about how to live God's way in God's world, how to live wisely God's way in God's world. And the first nine chapters are a father telling his son, instructing his son. It could well be King Solomon. Many of these Proverbs seem to have come from him. And In chapter 1, he says these words, "Listen to your father's instruction, do not forsake your mother's teaching." And I thought that it would be great to look at this on Mothering Sunday when we say, hooray for mums. Aren't they wonderful? They're great. I thought it would be good to look at this teaching as a way of bringing it all together. But what I want us to see, we're going to say hooray for mums a little bit, but thank you. There you are. Luke's got in it. But actually, where I want us to end is to say, hooray for Jesus. A friend of mine always is saying, hooray for Jesus. Hooray for Jesus. Now, in the first nine chapters of Proverbs, the father keeps instructing his son, saying, think about this, think about this, think about this, listen to your mother's teaching. And he keeps saying it. Again, lots of repetition in the book of Proverbs. I like the quote from Mark Twain. This is about fathers, but it could be applied to mothers. When I was 18, I thought my father was a fool. But when I was 21, I was surprised how much he'd learnt. When I was 18, I thought my mother was a fool, but when I was 21, I was surprised how much she'd learned. You could apply it. In fact, Mark Twain never said that, I discovered this week, and I've quoted it hundreds of times, actually. But I still think it's great. Now, what I want to do is to get you to think about being wise or foolish. So you can work together in families or on your own or whatever. Here are some things I want to say about being wise or foolish. Here's the first one. Wise or foolish? Eating too many sweets. Wise or foolish? What have we got?
I think it's pretty.
It's foolish. It's foolish. Well, I'm glad somebody said foolish. If you ate too many sweets, you end up looking like me. You don't want that. All right? It's wise not to eat too many sweets. It's nice to have sweets. They're a good gift of God. How about this one? Wise or foolish brushing your teeth every day? Wise or foolish? Your mother will take you aside, Luke, afterwards and deal with you. Of course it is wise. In fact, it's wise to brush your teeth twice a day, I'm told. That's what they say. Wise or foolish, walking across the road without looking, maybe on your mobile. Of course, that is foolish. Wise or foolish, the person who is lazy, but who should be working. It's wise. No, it's not. It's foolish. One of the things we're going to see is actually as we come to the end of the book of Proverbs, lots of the Proverbs we've looked at are brought together. We've had ones about working hard. It means generally you will be more fruitful in life. Wise or foolish, forgetting to give or send a card to your mum. Who has forgotten to send a card to their mum today? There you are. But let me say, she got an extra long phone call last night. And she said, I know why you're on the phone for so long. You've forgotten to send me a card, haven't you? Wise or foolish to care for a friend? Wise, thank you. And there are people here this morning who've had sadnesses even in the last few days, and we want to care for them. Again, we've been looking actually in the book of Proverbs, there's a lot about friendship. The friend who stays closer than a brother, who looks after and cares. That's wise, isn't it? It's wise. Wise or foolish, getting angry. Of course, it's foolish to get angry. Lots of proverbs actually about that. We'll come back to them one day. So here's something for you to think about with your mum. What's the best or wisest thing your mum ever said to you? What is the best thing you have learnt by watching your mum? What's the wisest or best thing your mum ever said to you? What's the best thing you've ever learnt by watching your mum? Have a chat. Okay, any idea? Let's just have one or two. What's the best or wisest thing your mum ever said to you? Any ideas? Anybody want to volunteer something? Oh, we got... Come on, Eddie. Yep.
My mummy loves me.
Your mummy loves you. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. I could come under both. I love you. And you've watched your mum love you. Isn't that great? Anything else? Any others that you've maybe learned by watching your mum? Anybody want to share anything else? Yep. How to cook. Well, I tell you, that's going to be really interesting later on in my talk, that you have learned to cook. That's great. There you are. The best thing you've learned by watching your mum. I'm sure we've got precious things. Maybe if our mums are not here anymore, we've got precious memories. I want to own as well, actually, for some people, their relationship with their mums was difficult. And I wanted to see all this teaching, actually, we're going to look at in Proverbs, is going to point to the one who will give us perfect joy and perfect satisfaction. I want us to meet Mrs. Wisdom, the Wonder Woman. How many people saw the film Wonder Woman earlier in the year? I know one or two people. Have hands up, come on. Oh, Smith's family went to the Mackenzies. Did you see it, Ali? Come on. Wonder Woman. All right, one or two. There was a film earlier in 2017 called Wonder Woman, but I want us this morning to meet Mrs. Wisdom, the Wonder Woman. The Wonder Woman of the Bible. Just look at the first reading we had in chapter 3 of Proverbs. Look at this. So grab your service sheets. This is important for us to understand the very last chapter that we're coming to. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Wisdom is a woman who is more precious than rubies, and nothing compares to her. Verse 15, look, nothing you desire can compare with her. And if you read on in that, wisdom brings great blessings, long life, riches, honor, peace. It says that she, verse 18, is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Wisdom. And you see what it says. Embrace her. Lay hold of her, verse 18. Embrace her. Imagine who's done that this morning with their mum. You've embraced her and said, thank you for being a great mum. Thank you so much. Thank you for all you do. And this is teaching us to embrace wisdom, to lay hold of wisdom. Wisdom is pictured as this Wonder Woman. This Wonder Woman. Here's another thing for you to talk about. What's the best food or meal your mum cooks or gives you? Have a chat. All right? Okay, let's have some feedback. What's the best food or meal your mum cooks for you? Yeah.
She makes amazing different soups.
She makes amazing different soups. Anything else? Anybody else want to volunteer anything? Yes.
Lasagna.
Lasagna, yeah, lasagna. Pasta.
Pizza.
Pizza. Okay, Ben. We're having roast lamb later. We're having roast lamb. You said, I want roast lamb. I'm back, mum. Roast lamb. Okay. Let's just have a look at the next reading from Proverbs 9. Because here, Mrs. Wisdom, the Wonder Woman, prepares a meal. Look, wisdom has built her house. See, wisdom is pictured as a woman, a fantastic woman, the Wonder Woman. And look what she does. She's prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She's also set her table. She sent her maids and she calls from the highest point of the city, let all who are simple come in here. She says to those who lack judgment, come and eat my food. Wisdom is pictured as a woman. What we're to learn about is wisdom. Wisdom in God's world. The Bible says that the fool says in his heart, there is no God. And it is foolish to say that there's no God or to live as if there's no God. And even sometimes those who call themselves Christians, we can live as if there's no God. We can be foolish. We've got to learn to be wise, haven't we? And this woman, if you like, embraces, embodies, personifies wisdom. Let's sing, shall we?
Right, so the reading is again on the service sheet, and it's Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 31. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate.
Can anybody tell me who this is? Anybody tell who this is? Yes. Go on. Mr. Happy. Mr. Happy. That's right. So this represents happy. This is happy. Mr. Happy. So I'm going to run through some other words, see how many you can get, right? I'm going to go through them quite quickly because time is pressing on and there are more important things to talk about than Mr. Happy. But let's go through them. Oh, who is this? There you are. There you are. How many can you name? I'm just going to run through them. Oh. There you are. There you are, Mr. Tickle. Mr. Rude. I didn't know that one. Mr. Clever. There you are. Mr. Messy. There you are. So they represent something. And this woman at the end of Proverbs represents something wonderful. I bet there are some people who've heard that reading and thought, wow, I feel tired listening to that. And indeed, look, verse 29 says, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. This is way beyond. Way beyond even the very best woman. And isn't it wonderful? Verse 28, her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. It's a great thing to do on a day like this. But this is talking about a woman who's way beyond that. Way beyond that. Meet Mrs. Wisdom, the Wonder Woman. Now, walls are four things. I need four people to go and find four white cards. Can we go and find a white card? Can somebody else go and find a white card? I think there's only four, so I don't want any fighting. Okay, do you want to bring them up? There's another one there. Come on. Yeah. Let's put them here. Okay. Oh! That's the food drop-off point. Marvellous. Well done, that man. No, that's five. Actually, no, we'll keep that one up here, actually. That can go kind of... Sorry, the blue tack's not there, all right? Well done. Good, 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 good. Her heart. Thank you. Her hard work. Her teaching. There's another one somewhere. Oh, no, it's here. Her hard work. Her teaching. Her heart... Never work with children. The blue tack's gone on this one, all right? I'll hold it up. Okay, let's just have a look at this reading to see the kind of things. I'm just going to run through them. Her hard work. Look at verse 15. She gets up early while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servants' girls. This woman is pictured as hard work. It's extraordinary, isn't it? Her hard work is seen in other ways, isn't it? What are some of the things she does? Can anyone point out anything? Say anything from this. Go on, anybody? Anybody, adults as well? She plants a vineyard. I've just got to go and plant a vineyard. So she plants a vineyard, she does the wine, presumably makes wine. What else does she do? Just shout it out. Come on. She brings her husband good. No wonder she's planted a vineyard. What else does she do? She deals in property. She deals in property. She's got a vineyard here. She deals. She's trading. What else? Thank you. Her love and care. She opens her arms to the poor. Food drop-off point. Well done, whoever brought that up. All right? Lots of stuff in Proverbs about looking after the poor, the wisdom of looking after the poor. Anything else? Hard work, her teaching. Do you notice anything? Verse 26, she speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Her heart, look, verse 30, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. She fears the Lord. That is wisdom. To fear the Lord, to give him his rightful place in our lives. Indeed, this Proverbs 31 is a complete A to Z. It's actually set out. Each verse begins with a different word of the Hebrew alphabet. Something different. It's a complete A to Z of wisdom. Of wisdom. It's picking up lots of things that you'd learn about if you read all the way through the book of Proverbs, about hard work, about being productive. This woman is incredibly productive and fruitful, isn't she? She's got wine, she prepares meals, she spins, she makes clothes. She is productive and fruitful. She is wise. Her heart fears the Lord. Her hands are doing all kinds of things, are hard working. And think of her harvest. This is wonderful. Her harvest brings blessing to all. Her husband, her children, her servants, the poor. Everybody is blessed through pursuing, embracing, marrying this woman. Wisdom, God's wisdom. Her harvest, it brings blessing to all, husband, children, servants, poor. This is not a description that women, wives, mothers must copy. Verse 29, look at this. It says, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. We don't all have servants. You notice that? Her servants are blessed. We don't all have a business. We don't all cook. In fact, a lad over here is learning to cook. He's going to be a great modern dad. We don't all have children. We don't all make clothes. What's the point of this? Is to embrace wisdom. Marry the wisdom this woman pictures. Marry the wisdom. Embrace. Lay hold of this wisdom. Lay hold of the wisdom of God. We've looked at this verse a lot over the last few weeks. Look at this. It is because of God that you are in Christ Jesus. In other words, you're a Christian who has become for us sinners who've put our trust in Christ, wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, our holiness, and our redemption. This Proverbs, book of Proverbs, finds its fulfillment in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom of God. Look at the harvest that comes from the work of Jesus dying on the cross for poor sinners like us. Friends, this is the wisdom to embrace. the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus redeems, he frees us from the penalty of sin. You see, Jesus is our wisdom, he is our redemption. Pays the price to free us from the consequences of our sin, the penalty of our sin. He redeems us, he frees us from the penalty of sin. He redeems us, frees us from the power of sin, so we can be the people that God wants us to be. That is wise. Not to carry on in sin, as we sung earlier. What's the point of that? What's the point of carrying on with your sins unforgiven and in the grip of sin? How foolish. And Jesus redeems us, frees us to know and serve him. We're freed from sin, the penalty and the power of sin, for Jesus, the tree of life, to fruitful, productive lives. So, on this Mothering Sunday, let's give God thanks for our mums, but let's embrace the wisdom that this wonderful woman points us to, the wisdom that is in Christ alone. Let's pray, shall we? Thank you, our Heavenly Father, that in Jesus Christ are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And Jesus is for us wisdom from you. That is our righteousness, our holiness, and our redemption. We do thank you so much for all that our mums have done for us and do for us and will do for us. But above all, we thank you that wisdom is found in your Son, Jesus. Please help us to trust him as Saviour, as Redeemer, and to serve him as Lord, obeying him, and so be fruitful and productive in our lives. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand.